morning madhouse. No limit, Larry, in your morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gab the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah, this my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah.
5.98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, another living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Lancaster, Monroe, Gas House, Rock Hill, Gaffney, Spartanburg, Mooresville. Man, everybody waking up with us here in Charlotte, America. 73 degrees today, so it's going to be right near 94, and yes, rain in the forecast. Every day, we got rain in the forecast at least once or twice a day, and today the rain is slated to come in, about 5:30, 6 o'clock and be with us in and around the area until about 9:30, 10 o'clock. Same thing for the rest of the week, man. I'm looking at it. Yeah, we got rain all around the forecast. So be on the lookout for it late afternoon, evening time for the most part. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all. Say what's up to Mass Jessica, the guy next time.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Man, I'm good. How you feeling?
Still sore. Still sore from painting.
Oh.
I'm done, though. I ain't painting no more rooms. This is it. It's over. It's done with. But, yeah. I feel good. Ready to do it. Just a little sore. What's on your shirt, Larry? I like those colors.
Oh, it's that Hustle Gang shirt.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know what I mean? The brand gang.
It's a little bright and vibrant.
Yeah,
the orange and green.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hustle Gang. Something came in the mail, you know. I don't know. Okay. It's not something out of the t-shirt.
T-shirt bin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate it, though.
Okay.
Also, the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to the comedian. Bye-bye!
I say good morning!
East side.
Good morning.
North side.
Good morning.
West side.
Good morning.
Man, south side.
Good morning.
What's up with it?
What's happening?
How you feeling, homie?
I'm feeling good. How y'all doing? Everybody good?
Man, I'm good.
That's wonderful. It's Tuesday, man. One day closer to the weekend. That's what I get excited about.
Yes, sir. And was watching To Catch a Beautician last night with Tamar Braxton. And it made me just start thinking about, you know, the stuff that she's going through. And as I was watching it, I saw it came down that her boyfriend actually spoke out.
Mm-hmm. And
actually gave an update about her. You can hear, I'm sure you're going to have those details available for us around 7:24 in the Nose and Neighbor News. But I was just like, yo, man, this, because I was watching her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they pre-record, the shows are pre-recorded.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? For television. But then watching her on the show, it's just like, wow, like, the transition.
And we even talked to her.
So it's like,
talked to her.
It's like, dang, like, people really, really, really forget that. I think people really forget that celebrities are people too. They go through a lot. Because I'm watching her on this show. She's vibrant. She's moving. She's shaking. And then, you know, in real, real life, what she's dealing with. So it's like, man, it's, people go through it. I mean, people as a whole, like, we as people go through a lot. And sometimes, you know, you walk through your day, you might not speak to somebody, or you might look at somebody funny. Just know that, man, people just going through stuff right now. Even
kids. And it's only magnified right now as we go through this pandemic, and a lot of people have a lot more time with themselves and in their thoughts.
Mm.
Man, it's a lot. And I say it all the time. I never really realized it when we talked to Dr. Tete.
Mm-hmm.
Early when the pandemic started, and she was like, you know, you got to protect your mental health during this time. And I didn't really realize what she was talking about until it started happening. I was like, oh, okay, this is what she meant with
mm-hmm.
it. But just look at the number of, you know, the stereotype is that black folk don't commit suicide. Like, we don't commit suicide. Look at the number of African Americans that have not only attempted to commit suicide during this time, but have actually done it. Like, it's real, Larry. Like, what you're saying is really real. Like, it's only magnified during this time. You have to take care of your mental health.
And not only yours. And I think, you know, as we proceed through this pandemic, I think a lot of times we forget about our children. They're going through things, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids have been not locked in the house, but locked in the house, per se. They haven't been anywhere. They haven't been able to socialize with their friends. And they might be doing stuff in the house. You like, man, what in the world is wrong with you?
They don't have nothing to do.
They don't have, like, their minds are working, and they don't really have anywhere to release that energy. For a lot of kids, they really don't. Like, some kids are active and are doing things and are going to or still visiting their friends, maybe via summer camps and stuff like that. But some kids haven't been anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's sitting on their psyche, too. So I just,
and they go places, but they only going with their mom and their dad.
Like
they need to interact with other kids their age, you know. And unfortunately, that for some that kids that's not just not able to happen.
Right, and they breaking down too.
Yeah,
you might just need to just take them and just let them go do something. Just let them go do something that they like to do, because dealing with this 12-year-old, 35-year-old in my household. it's a little different. And I always tell Purple, I'd be like, but this girl stuff different. You know, cause I had boys first. So now that my oldest daughter is growing to be a teenager, this girl stuff different.
Has your wife warned you about it though? Did she warn you about it as she was growing up?
Kind of, but not, you know, because, you know, we were different when we were raised. You know what I mean? We were raised different. Most of us, a lot of us were raised by our grandparents or our grandparents were around. So it was just a little different. So now, and you know, now going through it with, you know, because this for us, this is both of our, you know, dealing with a female teenager.
It's our first time
for both of us.
So. I told the guy, well, the reason why I ask is because even though it's the first time for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the first time for her, because she was a teenager.
Yeah, but
and
she was,
the way that
I mean, like
she
I said,
engaged
different.
With the parental figure in her life.
Yeah,
like I always tell the guy, hey, look, when we get around here, this is what it's going to turn into.
Yeah.
This is what it's going to turn into. And he did not believe it until I was like, told you.
Yeah.
Told
yeah.
you.
Nah, this girl stuff a little different. You know what I mean? It hit a little different. See, boys, you can body slam, push them down the steps, do stuff like that to them. And say, shut up! You can't do that with a girl. So, it's just different. But, I said all that to say, man, you might just need to start taking like 10, 15 minutes and just thinking about, you know, man, everybody that you encompass is going through this thing. And you might just need to take 10, 15 minutes. And think about that on a daily basis, that everybody going through it. And before you respond to somebody that might have wronged you or something, you might need to say, look, hold on, okay, we in something right now. Let me take a pause and then respond. Let's get the show started this morning, man. Pastor R.J. Davis, Nations Ford Community Church. He's got your morning inspiration, a power word.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The spiritual life is not frantic or overly busy. Those are not fruits of the Spirit. Patience and kindness are, however. And those Spirit-produced qualities are quick to be lost in an overly busy person's life. Who has time to be kind or love, to experience joy or enjoy peace? Certainly not a person who's always on the run. But there is a better way. Jesus invites us into a life that results in wholeness and purpose rather than chaos. But we must be willing to accept His invitation. We need faith and courage to be willing to swim against the current culture. Experiencing the peace of God and enjoying His perspective is largely a matter of how we organize our lives. So today, make time to spend in His presence and enjoy the Spirit-filled life. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know.
None of Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is inside the Madhouse. 6:08, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, and it's time for that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
All right, Madhouse Nation, it is time for your Madhouse question of the day. You can always find it. All you got to do is use the hashtag MHQOTD, which stands for Madhouse Question of the Day. All right, here is our question today. We want to know, what is your favorite brand of toilet paper?
What you out there using to wipe your booty?
Yeah.
I'm wiping my booty with the little bell, man. The Charmin, baby, the Charmin bell. Ain't that a bell? Yeah, yeah, bell. Give me the Charmin.
What?
A bell. We ain't using nothing but Charmin around here. That's how we using the Charmin. I don't want nothing else. Charmin or Cottonelle, but if I got to pick my favorite, it's definitely Charmin.
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
It just needs to be 2-ply.
So you use 2-ply anything?
2-ply anything. Yeah, I do. I don't, like, when you go into the grocery store, I mean, when you go to buy your toilet paper, you specifically, like, that's the only thing that's going to be in your house is Charmin?
I'm going, until we hit this toilet paper shortage, and then you got to get what you can get. But before that, oh, no, we're definitely going to get Charmin. That's all we buy, Charmin or Cottonelle, but definitely Charmin. Charmin is the first choice, Cottonelle is second. But growing up, we used to use Scott. But then Scott, I don't know, it's something wrong with Scott. I ain't gonna say it's something wrong with it. It just didn't act right no more. So.
I do not do that. That's one thing that I'm not picky about.
Toilet paper? Yeah, and to me,
as long as it gets me clean down there, I'm good.
To me,
it seems like you would be more picky about toilet paper.
That's why I'm
because you're particular about stuff.
I'm slightly embarrassed. Am I supposed to be picky about my toilet paper? I'm like, I don't know.
I'm not.
I'm really not. I go, it just needs to be 2-ply and it needs to get the job done. And
I definitely agree with that. But it don't got to be soft.
I mean, 2-ply normally is soft. I'm not trying to stick a comforter on my butt.
I don't need my booty hole to hurt.
I don't want it to feel like paper, but I mean, I'm not picky when it comes to that. Only requirement is 2-ply. Okay. That's it.
Yeah. Burp, and you said.
I like Angel Soft, but anything that's better than public bathroom toilet tissue.
I don't know what that is.
If you wrap it enough times, though, it works.
What? Public bathroom?
Public bathroom.
But it's so skinny.
It hurts.
But if you wrap it enough times.
You got to wrap it like 50 times. You got to make it look like a mummy.
Then you the bad guy because you done stopped the toilet.
You done up and used it all the toilet paper.
No, anything better than public bathroom toilet tissue.
You don't even want to steal public bathroom
toilet
paper.
You really don't. Now, I did during the pandemic. I did. I ain't going to lie. I stole a couple rolls of
paper. We all did. Thank you, Power 98. No, I'm just kidding.
I ain't take no toilet paper from up here now.
I ain't taking it from up here.
Okay.
I ain't do that now.
They got plenty.
They do have a secret stash somewhere.
Woo!
But nah.
Thank you, QT.
I don't know. It's got to be thicker than usual.
Man, some of that.
Like 2-ply, right?
Yeah, it's
definitely got to be 2-ply.
2-ply is not. There's. Like
2-ply is like 2003 account on your bed sheet.
I was just thinking
1-ply is more like 103 account on your bed sheets.
Not 100.
Ooh, that 1-ply.
I just
need
mine to be 2-ply.
All right. How do we tap in on this one?
Hit us up on our Instagram page. Y'all don't make me feel bad. Don't be up here judging me on my Instagram page. Miss Jessica, don't do that. At Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. What is your favorite brand of toilet paper?
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that
with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Madhouse question of the day. What is your favorite brand of toilet paper? Log on to our Instagram pages. You can hit me at I Am No Limit Larry.
Me at Hey Miss Jessica.
And me at I Am Burpee. B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
Coming up, man, them trending topics dropping right around 6:35.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his shit. No cap.
621 Nosy Neighbors. Yeah, buddy, I got some good news. I am excited about this one. The Star series P-Valley has been renewed for a second season. The announcement comes only after 3 episodes. P-Valley has received praise from critics and has scored a 100% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It also set a Stars app record for the most viewed series premiere. Have y'all seen P-Valley?
I haven't. What is it?
I heard about it.
I love P-Valley. That's my show.
What is it?
I heard about it.
What is it about? Like, what's the
premise? It's a show where the setting is in the Deep South at a strip club.
So oh, yeah,
it's
I'm
got
watch-
a whole bunch of different characters and it talks. Yeah, exactly. That's why I want. It's not about stripping, but
I know.
It's about all these different characters and their lives, and they all work in a strip club.
Yeah, that was up. So, sounds like something I want to watch.
Oh, it is so good. I love it. I'm really, really excited that it has been renewed for another season. If you all haven't seen it, check out P-Valley. Like I said, it's only 3 episodes in, so you don't have much to catch up on. It's on Stars. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Tell that. Give it to Larry, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, Mulatto, Sweetie, and Trina Chick from the South. Right there, the remix, How Today in the Queen City is going to be right in the 95. 73 degrees on your way out the house right now. And coming up, we got the trending topics. Juicy J is trending, and Ellen DeGeneres is also trending this morning. Find out why when we come back. It's Pod 98.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse in the morning on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 6:37, 23 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Hot today in the Queen City is going to be right now 95. 73 degrees with a chance of rain later on this afternoon, probably about 5:30, 6 o'clock. Pop up showers in and around the area all week, all the way until like next week. That's all I see on the forecast is rain every day in the evening. So you're going to go through the morning time, through your early morning, through your afternoon with sunshine and then. You know, the rain is going to roll in at night for the next weekend and a half or so. All right, you know what time it is, man. It's time to get these trending topics.
I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
We run the streets. No Limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
We run the streets. No Limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
We run the streets. No Limit keeps coming.
Trending topic Tuesday inside the madhouse. We're going to kick it off with Megan Thee Stallion. Everybody has been waiting on Meg, a.k.a. the Hottie. Let's say something about the shooting that took place between her and Tory Lanez. And she spoke out about it kind of last night on her live. Miss Jessica's going to have the full details coming up right around 7:24. But Megan Thee Stallion has spoken out a little bit about what happened in the incident. And she kind of broke down. I was watching. I was like, "Ooh, she did look good though. She was cute though." All right. Also, speaking of Megan Thee Stallion, 50 Cent, my boy 50, done kind of sort of apologized. You don't know when to take 50 serious though. Like 50 kind of said he said, "I didn't know that this was serious, and if I'd have known that this was serious, I wouldn't have said what I said and reposted the meme. I'm sorry. I hope you can accept my apology." Blah, 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 blah. Thank you, 50. Google is trending this morning because Google have told their employees that they can work from home in an at-home capacity all the way until July 2021. They said, "Look here, y'all can go ahead. If you're working from home or if you're working in the building and you want to stay home or you want to work from home, then we will allow you to do so up until July 2021. Now they're talking about other companies may follow suit and may follow what Google is doing and do the same thing.
That doesn't surprise me for Google.
Yeah, Google is always at the forefront of stuff when it comes to stuff like this.
I just want to go to the campus.
The Google
Facebook
campus?
Facebook will probably they got be one here. Next.
No, it's the Microsoft campus. Yeah, Microsoft campus. No,
I'm talking about the original one out there. Where is it, San Francisco?
Yeah, in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Last but not least, but Ellen DeGeneres, not my Ellen,
Not my Ellen, Burpee. You know I love me some Ellen.
Hey, Ellen out here.
Well, that's what they're saying. Ellen is out here, and so is her show. The Ellen DeGeneres Show is under investigation for employee intimidation and racial discrimination and a horrible work environment, basically. Under total investigation right now. They're saying back in April that a lot of employees filed that worked for the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and now she's the show itself. And even though Ellen is not really named, the show is named. But she's not really named, but it's her show. So I guess she is what, responsible for it? I don't believe it. I'm not going to believe it. I need receipts. And they said in one of the reports, they said the crew members were treated terribly during the coronavirus lockdown. They had reduced compensation and poor communication during the initial lockdowns. That is part of the complaint.
Ain't that life? Folks were getting laid off.
This is
furloughed.
One part of the report.
That's life. People didn't know what was going on. Yeah. I'm interested to see what's going to happen with this.
Yeah, I want to see how this is going to play out. Not my Ellen. I like Ellen. She dancing on American Express commercials. And I like Ellen.
You know, her home was recently burglarized.
Oh, wow. For real?
You know, her and her wife. And they were actually home. They were actually home, but had no idea that the person was in there robbing the house, made off with jewelry and all kinds of stuff.
That's a big-ass house. When people are robbing your house and you in there, you don't even know they in there. Yeah. That's a big-ass house.
Crazy.
Last but not least, man, big, big shout out to Kyrie Irving, who donated $1.5 million to the WNBA players who decided to sit this season out due to social injustice or due to COVID-19 concerns, man. Kyrie been stepping up, man, during this whole pandemic. So shout out to Kyrie Irving, man. Big, big shout out to Big Homie, a.k.a. Uncle Drew. That's all that's trending this morning.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. The baby right there with Roddy Rich. You said 7 weeks, Bert.
7 weeks. Been at number one on the Hot 100.
Shout out to the baby, man. Shout out to Roddy Rich. Baby just performed over the weekend up in Chicago. You know, they've been doing these parking lot concerts all across the country. They actually had one they have them in Atlanta every weekend. Then they had one in Winston on Sunday, but he was in Chi-Town performing on Saturday. So shout out to him. And when he come back home, Big Shot Baby, we got to get back on the court. You know what I mean? Because I told y'all I got that new name. Call me Big Shot Larry. I'm going to just leave it up there. I don't even want to play him no more because I won, so.
Oh, you one of them. You win one time.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't got to play no more. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Megan Thee Stallion, Beyonce right there. Megan Thee Stallion actually spoke out about the incident that happened between her and Tory Lanez. Kind of, sort of. Ms. Jessica's got details dropping this out right around 7:24. You can catch those inside the Nose and Neighbor News. Also coming up this hour, you know, around 7:08, we're going to let y'all shine. Bert, who we been looking for to shine, man? Who we looking for to shine this morning?
If your kid's doing well, your mama doing well. And who else, Larry?
Shout out to yo daddy! FedEx, UPS, DHL, all the postal workers, United States Postal Service, first line workers,
truck drivers.
Let somebody shine this morning. Yellow Beezy, Young Thug, Headlocker, Pie 98. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. If you got somebody you need to let shine, what they need to do, Burp?
If you got somebody you need to let shine, call up here 704-570-WPEG.
Do it right now. It's your little song, man.
This is my joint right here. This is actually, my sister love this song. Anytime she hear it on the radio, she text me and be like, play that Chris Brown. It don't work like that no more, Kenny.
I'm just saying, though. Breezy, Young Thug. Breezy got called to the Versus matchup. Him and Usher, he said no. Scary little boy. No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 7:07, 7 minutes out of 7 o'clock. And y'all know what time it is. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Shine from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine big flossing. Shine, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell the whole city that you.
tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Yeah. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning, Miss Jackson. Welcome back. I love your videos when you were sit down. I want to let Larry's immune system shine. So I've been following him on social media. That broke on everybody's step, everybody's podcast, everybody's video, everybody AAU game, everybody everywhere. He ain't got a cooties yet. I don't know what you're drinking and doing. Keep on doing it, Larry. Shut up your immune system.
If I told you what I was drinking, I'd have to kill you. Bob was silly. Thank you, Big Man.
598, good morning. You letting somebody shine.
Yeah, what's up, boss, man? Let me and my brother shine out here. We've been out in this heat about to cut grass for the past, like, year now. We've been getting a sale every morning.
In the heat advisor?
Oh, yeah. We've been out here cutting this grass, man, getting this lawn right, essential workers.
Where you at, big dog? What
right
city you
here,
in?
Man.
In the Rock?
Right here. Oh, yeah.
Y'all hold it down on Salute and Chair Road down there. Green Street. Boy, Flint Hill.
I want some of that shrimp boat.
That shrimp boat. Ooh, that shrimp boat do sound good.
Sound
right
good,
about
don't
it? Shrimp boat do sound good right about now, baby.
Might think me a trip.
Good morning, Mr. Lee. Who you let shine this morning?
Hey, oh, Mr. Lee.
Good morning. My drinking partner over there on the flap.
Miss Betty. Miss Betty's your drinking partner today. Is that her name? Miss Betty, that's her name?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What y'all drinking, Mr. Lee?
Wild Irish Roll and a Miller High Life.
Wild Irish Rolls and a Miller High Life. Oh, Lord, Mr. Lee.
Miller girl. I'm a Wild Irish Roll man.
Okay.
So
okay.
She your drinking partner. What do drinking partners do, Mr. Lee?
Get like they drink off.
Is it like playing spades?
They have sex.
Goodbye, Mr. Lee. Goodbye.
All right.
I have more questions, Lee.
What question you want to know about Mr. Lee and his drinking partner?
I wanted to know how many drinking partners he had.
Mr. Lee, how many drinking partners you got?
Mm-mm. I ain't got but one.
Don't you lie on these airwaves.
How many drinking partners does Miss Betty have?
Damn.
Oh, well, y'all ain't doing it to each other.
Every morning we let somebody shine. You got somebody in your life that's doing something good, or you doing something good for somebody. Let them shine. Nosy Neighbor News up at 7:24.
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. They get you going in the morning, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors, your Nosy Neighbor News is up next. Of course, I'm going to be giving you an update on Megan Thee Stallion. She went live yesterday, find out what she had to say. Tamar Braxton's boyfriend is giving an update on her status. Got that one for you. And Kanye West is running into a little bit of trouble with his presidential campaign. What's going on with Kanye?
He done ran out of money. He done ran out of presidential money. Not per se for himself, but like for his campaign. Mm-hmm. He ain't got no more money to run for his campaign.
Okay.
They're banning him from doing his rallies.
Okay. We'll find out what's going on with Kanye West as he runs for president of the United States.
In the birthday party.
Is that the party that he's running?
Yeah, that's the name of the party he's running. The birthday party.
Whatever. I don't need to take this seriously. All right, find out coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
I'm also gonna let you know about Bow Wow, what he has going on with the versus battle that's coming your way.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, July 28th. Megan Thee Stallion went live yesterday and opened up about her shooting incident with tears in her eyes at times. During the 8-minute video, Megan confirmed that she was shot in both feet and describes the incident as the worst experience of her life.
I was shot in both of my feet, and I had to get surgery to get the
taken out, get the bullets taken out, and it was super scary. There's nothing to joke about. It was nothing for y'all to start going and making up fake stories about. I didn't put my hands on nobody. I didn't deserve to get shot in. Like, Lord, I didn't think I was gonna cry. And thank God that the bullets, they didn't break tendons. Like, I know my mama, my daddy, my granny had to be looking out for me with that one, because where the bullets hit at, it missed everything. And it's not that I was protecting anybody. I just wasn't. That's not no you just immediately get on the internet and start talking about. And that's a lot of y'all problem. Y'all take your whole life, make it a diary, and that's not me.
Now, she went on to talk about the death of her mother and her grandmother and called out the men that made fun of her situation. One of those people is 50 Cent. After the live, he took to Instagram to apologize, saying, "Damn, I didn't think that it was real. It sounded so crazy, Megan. I'm glad you're feeling better, and I hope that you can accept my apology. I posted a meme that was floating around. I wouldn't have done that if I knew that you were really hurt. Sorry." Tamar Braxton's boyfriend gave us an update on the singer following an alleged suicide attempt. He said this is an extremely difficult time for Tamar and her family as she navigates professional and personal struggles, including her battle with depression. Tamar is currently receiving the best available medical attention to address those struggles and strengthen her mental health. And her family and I will remain by her side throughout her treatment. So prayers up for Tamar Braxton. Everyone is offering up suggestions for the next versus battle. One fan suggested that Bow Wow take on Soulja Boy. Well, Bow Wow responded by saying, "Not gonna happen." He went on to say, "Rather be getting money than playing songs y'all heard a million times for an hour." He did say that he would like to battle Fabulous, y'all. Bow Wow said that he wanted to battle Fabulous. But Jadakiss has already done that battle. That's who he wants to go up against, y'all. Bow Wow said he want to go up against Fabulous. I'm going to say it one more time.
Okay, Sean.
Bow Wow said that he wants to battle Fabulous in a versus
hit for hit?
Yeah. And
you want to be truthful?
And him and Timbaland got into it.
Yeah,
well, they didn't get into it. Timbaland said, I don't know if he got 20 in his bag. Bow Wow responded, said, "You've been drinking too much to rock, OG." He's talking about 20. "Tim, you got to stop playing with me. I can give you 10 before I hit my third album." He said the Bow Wow era is nothing to play with. And you got,
Let's be truthful.
Bow Wow got hits, but Bow Wow and Fabulous are two totally different calibers of rappers. That does not make sense.
I agree with that. That one doesn't make sense.
But also he's talking about rather be out here getting money. Have you seen how the artists that are participating in these versus battles, people are starting to get their music and they're making money off of verses and things like that?
Yeah.
This would be a smart move for Bow Wow to participate in a versus battle. What else do you have going on? Growing up hip hop?
We don't know, Shad.
I mean, come on now.
I like Shad. He's good. He's good people. But and he got hits though. He got the hits to
I'm
back it up.
It, I'm not taking that away from
he got the hits
him.
To
I'm
back
not
it
taking
up
that away from
he
him.
He got the hits to back but it up.
You
I'm
going
have to
up
agree with him on the Timbaland
that
thing.
That doesn't even make sense. Cut it out. Kanye West is serious about his presidential campaign, according to the Secretary of State. Kanye's team submitted the necessary signatures just before the 5 p.m. deadline to be on the ballot in Missouri. Now, the signatures have to be counted. Kanye needs 10,000 signatures to be put on the official ballot. After shelling out $30,000, he made it onto the Illinois ballot, but hit a bump in the road. Three objections have been filed with the Board of Elections there, which means the validity of the signatures needs to be checked for things like duplicates, fake names, etc. A special board meeting will be held next week to review everything. So even in his home state, he running into problems. Happy birthday to Soulja Boy. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Power 98.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG.
Hit the hashtag.
Find out why Larry's mad.
You damn right I'm mad.
Only on Power 98.
Y'all know what time it is, baby. Hashtag Larry mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Mad. Are we mad?
I said it when it first happened, and I'ma keep my same energy. And that is the theme of today's Larry Mad. Keep that same energy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You big dog. You know who I'm talking about? You know, I said this earlier when Ms. Jessica first reported the story, I think a couple weeks ago now, the Megan Thee Stallion story about, you know, her being shot possibly by Tory Lanez. And I said a lot of guys in the industry, they jump in everybody's business. They say something about it. When Kodak Black said something about Laura London, everybody has something to say. When stuff happened, the guys in the industry, they step up and they got things to say. Well, in this incident, I haven't seen any guy step up and say anything on the behalf of our sister Megan Thee Stallion. And I said that to say this right here. Like, we always say that we have to protect our women, and that the black woman is one of the most unprotected things here on earth. So, as a member of the media and the entertainment industry, I just want to say, you know, send our hearts and our prayers out to Megan Thee Stallion, one, and apologize on behalf of the men in the industry, because all y'all jump up and say something about a situation and ain't none of y'all said nothing about the possibility of Megan Thee Stallion being assaulted by Tory Lanez by way of a pistol, shot in the foot, both her feet, she said on her Instagram last night. She did confirm that. No, she didn't confirm that he shot her, but we know that he has been involved, and ain't nobody calling him to the mat. Ain't nobody said, let's cancel Tory Lanez, let's call him to the mat. Let's see what's going on. All y'all wanted to do was sit out there and make jokes, and one of the people making jokes is one of my friends in the industry, which is 50. 50 brought us out to L.A. when his movie dropped. He put on for us when we went out there, but 50, I got to say this, big dog, man, keep that same energy. Don't be trying to apologize now, because you was one of the first ones to troll Megan Thee Stallion. You was one of the first ones to go out there and make jokes about somebody getting shot. But hold on, 50. But hold on. Hold on. You, and then in your apology, you're going to say you thought it wasn't real. It was crazy. Was it crazy when you got shot 9 times? Was it crazy when you was filling them hot shells and you was trying to breathe, 50? You know what, 50? You get my hot key today.
You disloyal, fool-ass bitch, mate.
Yeah, straight like that. And I think we got to step up and say something about it. And I said it from day one. I think somebody got to say something about Tory Lanez and call him out. If you didn't do it, why you ain't saying you ain't do it? And if you did do it, then somebody got to say something to the brother, because this cannot be tolerated. Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about.
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Incognito live in the kitchen right there. Kilted. Coming up inside the Madhouse this hour. You know what it is. We got the next big thing dropping right around 8:25. And right now, we got to get Burby's thoughts.
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
Okay. All right. Larry, Jessica, I'm going to get straight to the point. I hate pre-questions to the question. Do you ask pre-questions, Jessica? Leading up to the question? Larry, do you ask pre-questions?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what you mean.
You probably... Here, let me explain. I hate when you really want to know something, but you ask a million questions before you get to what you really want to know. Case in point, my wife! She will ask a million pre-questions before she asks me what she really want. Say, for instance, when I'm leaving here, she'll call me.
Every day.
Hey.
Every day she calls.
What you doing? One. Where you about to go? Two. What you doing when you get home? 3. Oh, you not gonna pass such and such street? 4. Well, I said all that to really say I wanted you to stop by the store and pick up some. Well, why the hell you just didn't ask me to go to the store before you asked me all these damn questions? I don't understand it. I don't get it. Just get to the main question. You don't have to ask me a million things before you even get to the question that you really want to know the answer to. All those other questions are irrelevant. You really didn't care about my day. Don't play with my feelings. You didn't want to know how work was. How was work today?
It's called manners.
Oh, well, I just wanted to see if you could come over here and put gas in my car. So you want me to drive, use my gas to come there, get your car, go take your car to the gas station, put gas in it, and then go back, bring your car back, get my car, and use some more gas to go home.
I just want cash out of the money to go do it.
She answered that, Larry. She asked pre-questions to the question that she really wanted to answer to. All she had to do was say, hey, can you send me some money to send some gas? I would have gladly done it. Now I got an attitude because I thought you really wanted something from me because you sounded all sexy in your voice. Don't sound sexy in your voice when you ask pre-questions, Larry, because it throw me off. I don't be thinking properly. Then you ask me for something I don't want to do no more. Stop asking pre-questions.
And those were Burberry's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
Y'all know what it is. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B on the radio. We call it the next big thing. We want to know. We going to keep it. We going to sweep it. And what letter grade do you want to get us on? We're going to drop it right after Miss Jessica's Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
8:21, time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Drake has something new to celebrate. He passed Madonna's record for the most top 10s on the Hot 100 charts. As a matter of fact, he accomplished the feat on the 37th anniversary of the release. I'm sorry, the 27th anniversary. That number's not right. For his first album. He did it on the anniversary of his first album. He accomplished the record as his two new songs with DJ Khaled, Pop Star, and Grease reached number 3 and number 8 on the charts. So shout out to him for that. Most top 10s on the Hot 100 charts, Drake.
Drizzy, shout out to Drizzy, man. You say he passed Madonna?
Yes.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Drake.
Yep, so he has the record now. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and that is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
Tell that.
Who the next best? Who the next best thing? Who gonna put up for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, are you the next best thing? Step on up, do your thing. Step on up. Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
Hey. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Here it is. We about to drop the next big thing. Y'all get to let us know. We going to keep it. We going to sweep it. And what letter grade would you get a song? Live on Facebook and Instagram right now at the same damn time. Go ahead. You know, once you hear the song, keep it, sweep it. And what letter grade? You can also call us up 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. All right, today, the name of the song is The Way I'm Living. The Way I'm Living. Check it out right now. The next big thing.
GE Music Group. Hot Face. Big Super. Twitter. Special. The way.
She say you don't know me, you can't tell the way I'm living. Raising 3 kids and they daddy locked in prison. Working 2 jobs, I just pray the Lord help me. Looked her in her eyes and I told her she was special. She say you don't know me, you can't tell the way I'm living. Raising 3 kids and they daddy locked in prison. Working 2 jobs, I just pray the Lord help me. Looked her in her eyes and I told her she was special.
You want the game, so I told her go and get it. I'm married to the game, baby girl, I'll get it. Ain't worried about the homie or the good of business. If he ain't talking money, then don't call me, I ain't with it. She cut them haters off just to run up her check. She lived like a model, but she raised up in the jets. I asked her what she smoking, and she told me the best. She said it was love, he said it was sex. Then she told me about the time that a baby did a cheated.
did a road. So now that's why she got a one.
If she say you don't know me, you can't judge the way I'm living. Raising three kids and they daddy locked in prison. Working two jobs, I just pray the Lord help me. Looked her in her eyes and I told her she was special. She say you don't know me, you can't judge the way I'm living. Raising three kids and they daddy locked in prison. Working two jobs, I just pray the Lord help me. Looked her in her eyes and I told her she was special. My boss, she be school ho. She gon' make sure Junior got his school clothes. Keep her hair and nails and feet looking right. Leave her for a job where the other one and I. And you know she buy her money, so she on the go. She cut them haters off, don't fool with them no more. And you know she buy the money, so she on her own. She ain't beefing on no soldiers like a homie grown. And they know to give her space, cause she pissed off. You ain't talking about no money, homie, get low. She say you don't know me, you can't judge the way I'm living. Raising three kids and they daddy locked in prison. Working two jobs, I just pray the Lord help her. Looked her in her eyes and I told her she was special. She say you don't know me, you can't judge the way I'm living. Raising three kids and they daddy locked in prison. Working two jobs, I just pray the Lord help her. Looked her in her eyes and I told her she was special.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It was the next big thing. The name of the song is The Way I'm Living. 570 WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade we're going to get a song.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side. South side. East side. West side.
This is my city. The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
EG. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We on the next big thing Tuesday. The name of the song is The Way I'm Living. On the next big thing, here's a piece of it.
She say you don't know me, you can't judge the way I'm living. Raising three kids and they daddy locked in prison. Working two jobs, I just pray the Lord help her. Looked her in her eyes and I told her she was special. She say you don't know me, you can't judge the way I'm living. Raising three kids and they daddy locked in prison. Working two jobs, I just pray the Lord help her. Looked her in her eyes.
Get your votes in now. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. We want to know if we're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it, and what letter grade would you get a song? Good morning, man. What they be doing, Bourbon?
They rappers be singing.
They be singing from Yellow Beezy to Lucha to Ron Wayne.
I think Yellow Beezy got him. I don't know.
I do not the way Lucha break. I need a way. Kiss on your belly. Okay. Coming up, man, we jumping back on the next big thing. We're going to find out The Way I'm Living by Hot Face. And we're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it, and what letter grade he got. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We back on the next big thing.
She say you don't know me, you can't judge the way I'm living. Raising three kids and they daddy locked in prison. Working two jobs, I just pray the Lord help me. Looked her in her eyes and I told her she was special. She say you don't know me, you can't judge the way I'm living. Raising three kids and they daddy locked in prison. Working two jobs, I just pray the Lord help me. Looked her in her eyes and I told her she was special.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. The name of the song is The Way I'm Living. It's by Hot Face. We asked y'all. Y'all want to keep it. Y'all want to sweep it. And what letter grade you would get a song?
Hey, this is Jesus Statesville, man. I think you should keep it. You say a B plus.
Good morning. I want to keep it. I say B.
Hi, Jessica.
I got a hard D for him because that is trash. That song is trash. Honey, either you're going to sing or you're going to rap. What happened to the real rappers? Give him a hard D. A real solid hard D.
Thank you, Toodles. Thank you. Bye, Toodles. I always want to give somebody a hard D. All right. From our Instagram and our Facebook, we also took votes, and it came back. 75% of the people. 75% of the people said sweep it. with an overall letter grade of a D plus. What the Madhouse thought about the song? We'll let y'all know when we come back. Charlotte's Plug is Pot Audio.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We're about to jump on back on the next big thing. Let y'all know what the Madhouse thought about. The Hot Face song is called The Way I'm Living. 75% of the people said sweep it with an overall letter grade of a D+. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We call it the next big thing. Up today was The Way I'm Living by Hot Face.
She say you don't know me, you can't judge the way I'm living. I'm raising three kids and they daddy locked in prison. Working two jobs, I just pray the Lord help me. Looked her in her eyes and I told her she was special. She say you don't know me, you can't judge the way I'm living. Raising three kids and they daddy locked in prison. Working two jobs, I just pray the Lord help me. Looked her in her eyes and I told her she was special. My boss, she be school.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Hot Face right there. It's called The Way I'm Living. 75% of the people said sweep it with an overall letter grade of a D+. All right, what you thought about the song, Ms. Jessica?
I'm going to have to agree with the people. This one was not my cup of tea. The production on this isn't good. I could hardly hear the words, but what I could hear the words, it sounded like he was saying the same thing over and over again. The beat was a little bop. Like, I found myself every once and again just sort of nodding my head to the beat.
Mm-hmm.
So the beat was a little bop, but this one is going to be a no-go for me. I'm going to sweep it with a D.
Okay. Bert?
Yeah, I'm going with the people. I'm going to sweep this with an F. It just didn't sound like it was mixed down.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't sound clear. It sounded old. Mm. This song didn't do it for me.
It's tough sometimes when you know the artist and you know that they put out stuff and you've seen them grow throughout their career and they send something in and you're like, dang, why you send that one? That's where I met with this one. Why did you send that one? You know, I'm going to have to agree with y'all and the people. 75% says sweep it. I think I'm going to definitely give it a sweep. Number one, because if you, this person I know, even if he hadn't been in the industry for a minute, but you know, mixing and mastering is so important. And you know, especially when you sing your song into a radio station that's going to be played and critiqued by people all over, you got to have your mixing and your mastering together. And Ms. Jessica, like you said, I think the mastering and the mixing, it just wasn't there. The beat was straight. The message in the song, the message was dope. Like sometimes you're a better writer than you are a song performer. It's a lot of people that's like that. But for this particular song, I'm agree with the people. I'm going to give it a sweep. And I think you just need to remaster it. And because I know this artist, you got another song that you can work and make work for you. So work that song before you jump on to another song. You know what I mean? So I think sometimes artists, they get frustrated or they put out music too fast. Before you even finish working your first single, you jump to something else. That ain't how the game go. All right, how do they get on the next big thing, Ms. Jessica?
Send us one clean, radio-ready version of your original song. Send it on over to carolina.street@power98fm.com.
All right, we drop them every Tuesday about 8:25. Y'all get to vote. We do it with the people. You let us know. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade you going to get us on?
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, South side, East side, West side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
I'm saying y'all know what time it is. Time to play everybody's favorite game show. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
What's up? This Sean, man.
What up, Sean, man?
I'm chilling.
You chilling? You want to play Black Smart, Sean?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to play.
All right, we're going to give you three questions. If you get two out of three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Sean, if you do not, we need that hood, black card, all right?
All right.
I'm going to kick it off for you this morning. You ready?
Yep.
My boy, Tupac Shakur, a.k.a. Tupac. was the first rapper to drop a double album. What was the name of the album?
All Eyes on Me.
You got it, big dog.
Oh, yeah.
What you got for him, Justin?
All right. Let's see. Cam'ron, Jim Jones, Freaky Zeke are just a few of the members of what popular hip-hop group?
You got it, big dog. You black boy.
You win.
All right, you got the 5 shout-outs. Who you shouting out today, bro?
Hey, man, I just want to shout out the whole Charlamagne. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and the sun's shining, and I just want to say hey to everybody in the Queen City.
And shout-out to favorite radio station.
Hey, Pop 98, the plug.
Power 98's blue. Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
Another Larry, the morning Madhouse. Y'all know how it goes down inside the Madhouse. Question of the day. We drop it every morning at 6:05. Yes, sir. We play responses back at 9:25. Miss Jessica, what was that Madhouse question of the day?
Today, we wanted to know, what is your favorite brand of toilet paper? And I even asked, do you have to have it or can you use another brand?
So, let me see. Bayou Queens, she agreed with me. She said that Charmin. Anika said Scott. Miss Hemi said Scott. Shait Fair said Charmin. Motherly Drip said Scott. Salisha Jones said Charmin. Beyond Your Frame said Scott. Somebody said Maisha. She said Cottonelle with aloe. Toilet tissue got aloe in it.
Mm-hmm.
You do? What does it do for your booty? All right. Crystal, aka Giggles, said Cottonelle. Everybody on my Facebook particularly said Scott. I'm sick of them.
Yeah, the majority of people on my page said Scott also. GQ underscore 5 says Charmin, the red one. Very, very specific.
A red? They got colors?
Mrs. Marino 15 says, I'm like you, Miss Jessica. I'm not picky as long as it's 2-ply. I'm good. But I also coupon, so I get really, really good deals.
Mm.
Sexy Grown Lady says, Scott, not the extra soft. Until this pandemic hit, I'm with Miss Jessica. Any 2-ply that's not extra soft. Quiche like quiche. you got to see it. Okay. Forever, I only use Charmin Strong. Then my mom bought me a case of Costco Kirkland brand, and I never looked back. I'm very particular, but it works for me.
Miss Francine said she buy whatever is on sale.
That sounds like a Miss Francine answer. That's what sounds like a Miss Francine.
Amari W1 said that Quilted North Plush 4-ply is all I buy. Darren with a Y said Scott. God's Girl said Scott. V Henderson 95 said the Charmin Mega Roll.
Oh yeah, that Mega Roll be hitting.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a lot of them. It's like 72.
It's weird a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, why? It's equal to like 72 rolls.
That people have a certain kind of toilet tissue.
No, you got a certain kind of ketchup you use, don't you? And sir,
no, I use any kind of ketchup.
You I don't.
Y'all,
I do.
Y'all don't use Heinz?
No, I use any kind. That's the kind I use.
I was raised in the hood, but we still had preferences.
No.
Like,
you
we don't,
have,
you know.
You have a certain ketchup that you use?
Heinz,
other
I'm
ketchup is there outside of Heinz and Great Value.
There you go. Great Value is other stuff, too. I don't
but
know
why. I use that, too.
I don't use that. Heinz.
What's up?
Yes. I'm about to start judging y'all in a minute.
I'm starting to think Jessica was a slave in her former life.
I don't have a particular ketchup.
You got a particular ketchup?
Nah, what about, not ketchup.
Now that makes me think.
What about
is
sir?
Is like a certain brand?
Sir, but I don't use number and your mama.
Well,
if it ain't Andrew mama, I don't want.
I use Andrew mama.
Before, I mean, I don't care nothing about
it's
the little
not, it's not so much a brand.
Mm-hmm.
It is a consistency. I don't like runny, sir.
I got
like, it needs to be thick.
Yeah.
So, if it's like a brand that's runny, I don't know.
So, you don't just buy
Aunt
Jemima?
My wife likes log cabin.
So, because of that, normally I go for Aunt Jemima.
What about steak sauce?
But if I were to find another brand that's cheaper and it's thick, I'd probably get it.
So, you got a brand of steak sauce you use. Yeah. It's other steak sauce.
Oh, now, A1, definitely.
So, it's the same thing with
A1, definitely.
But not
I don't want no. I don't want anything else other than
A1. So same thing with tissues.
Ooh, it makes me mad when I go to the thing and they be like, here goes some highs. What is that?
But you know they make other kinds of steak sauce that they sell in the store.
What's the light brown colored steak sauce?
That's not even right. Steak sauce steak ain't sauce? Supposed to I don't be know. Light brown.
I
don't know.
I think that is the name of it. It just that's says gravy. Steak sauce on the front.
It's gravy.
Well, hey, man, our voicemail is always popping. 704-227-8780. You want to comment on anything you heard on the show? Here they go.
Ooh, good morning, Madhouse Gas Crazy House. Believe it or not, I like that cheap old dollar store bathroom tissue because it ain't two ply, it's so thin, it just flush right down the toilet. And anyway, you need to have some dude wipes to keep that region clean back there. Now if it's clean, we can get down if you know what I mean.
Oh, Limit Larry, my favorite toilet tissue. It's Angel Soft. I'm an angel and it has to be soft.
This is Mr. What's up? Hey, yo, question of the day. Boy, it got to be Scott tissue. Don't bring no other tissue in my house. But unfortunately, due to the COVID-19, we had to. And boy, when I found Scott tissue back in the store, I bought so much I ain't got to buy no more for the rest of the year. And y'all know that funky booty little boy named Toodles, he ain't got to wipe his ass when he used the bathroom. Because when he sit down, it just fall out. Bloop. There's no living last morning, night out. I'm glad y'all back in the building together. It's just something about y'all when y'all together. Y'all make magic. Y'all just ignorant. The caller's ignorant. Burpee, yesterday, ignorant. No limit. Did you really tell that Caucasian lady yesterday that work for white women that don't work for sisters? And Miss Jessica, I knew she was going to kill a roll call, and she did, all out of breath, all willy-nilly. But I just want to say thank y'all for keeping me alive from 5:50 to 10 a.m., and y'all keep up the excellent work y'all doing. Love all y'all.
Got it on your mind, let it off. 704-227-8780.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
New milk.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door here. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, July 28th. All right, a lot of people talking about it. Megan Thee Stallion, she went live yesterday and opened up about her shooting events. She had tears in her eyes. It was an 8-minute video. She did confirm that she was shot in both feet and describes the incident as the worst experience of her life. Check it out.
I was shot in both of my feet, and I had to get surgery to get the shit taken out, get the bullets taken out, and it was super scary. There's nothing to joke about. It was nothing for y'all to start going and making up fake stories about. I didn't put my hands on nobody. I didn't deserve to get shot in the I'm like, Lord, I didn't think I was going to cry. And thank God that the bullets, they didn't break tendons. Like, I know my mama, my daddy, my granny had to be looking out for me with that one, because where the bullets hit at, it missed everything. And it's not that I was protecting anybody. I just wasn't. That's not no you just immediately get on the internet and start talking about. And that's a lot of y'all problem. Y'all take your whole life, make it a diary, and that's not me.
She went on to talk about the death of her mother and her grandmother, and she also called out men who were making fun of her situation. One of those people is 50 Cent. Now, she didn't specifically say 50 Cent in her video. After the live, he took to Instagram to apologize, saying, damn, I didn't think that this was real. It sounded so crazy. I'm glad you're feeling better, and I hope that you can accept my apology. I posted a meme that was floating around. I wouldn't have done that if I knew that you were really hurt. I'm sorry.
I call bulls! Come on, 50. Come on, man. As somebody who has been shot themselves, I think you could have acted in a better manner.
I believe him.
I don't.
I believe him because it's 50. He trolls people. And if he didn't want to apologize, then he would have stuck by what he did, you know, or he would have gone in harder about the meme or something like that. I think that he was apologizing. I think he was sincere about it.
And he could also be trolling on his apology, too.
It doesn't seem like a troll in my opinion, just for me. It doesn't seem like a troll. It seems like he genuinely admit that he made a mistake. Because it isn't something that you joke about. You're 100% correct. It isn't something that you joke about.
You know what it was for me in his apology when he said, I didn't think this was real.
What?
Well, like the original
video came out.
The original story was that she stepped on glass. The original story was that she stepped on glass. So.
Okay.
Tamar Braxton's boyfriend gave us an update on the singer following an alleged suicide attempt. He said this is an extremely difficult time for Tamar and her family as she navigates personal and professional struggles, including her battle with depression. She's currently receiving the best available medical attention to address those struggles and strengthen her mental health, and her family and I will remain by her side throughout her treatment. So, good news.
Yeah, this Tamar thing is, you know what I mean? This Tamar thing is just, you know.
It's sad.
Yeah, it's just sad, man. I was thinking about it yesterday. I was watching the show To Catch a Beautician, and I was like, dang, man. Like, she looks so, you know, looked like she got herself together. Like, she's so tight. She called us to talk about the show. She seemed in good spirits, and then, you know, we're not even a month later, and now she's in the hospital. It's crazy. Mm.
Well, Kanye West, he is serious about this presidential campaign. He was able to get on the ballot in Missouri. He was not able to get on the ballot in South Carolina. Now, here's what's going on in Illinois. He is on the ballot, right? He needs 10,000 signatures to be put on the official ballot. I'm sorry, that's in Missouri. This one is in Illinois. After shelling out $30,000, he made it on the ballot, but he hit a bump in the road. Three objections have been filed with the Board of Elections there, which means that the validity of the signatures needs to be checked for things like duplicates, fake names, etc. A special board meeting is going to be held to review everything. These are people who are like, Kanye, we're not playing with you. Check them. Check those signatures. Check those signatures.
Kanye, give it up already. Kanye, give it up already.
Please.
Everyone is offering up suggestions for the next versus battle. One fan suggested Bow Wow and Soulja Boy. Bow Wow responded by saying, not gonna happen. He went on to say, I'd rather be getting money than playing songs y'all heard a million times for an hour. He did say he would have liked to have battled Fabulous, but Jadakiss has already done that battle.
Why Fab? Why was that his choice?
That's the funny one.
I don't know. I think because they cool, maybe, and you just want to battle your home. But I don't know. I don't know why he chose Fab. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get that one, Shad.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why he chose Fab. But okay, Bow. But Bow got hits.
Definitely got hits.
The Shade Room just posted 21 Bow Wow hits that he could use in a versus battle.
Mm.
And the boy got hits.
I don't understand why he is against doing a versus battle.
I don't either.
Like, I don't understand why you're against doing a versus battle.
Because he don't want to see him like he's washed up.
But you're in the comments every time they do versus battles. You're commenting and things like that. So you participate in this phenom that's going on in the culture. Why are you against it?
I don't know.
All the people who've been doing versus so far, they're not washed up, but they were older. They were old. Like, not as far
like
as
Bow Wow.
That's what I'm saying. But maybe he doesn't want to feel that way. Probably. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Do the damn versus Bow Wow.
Crazy. Mm. Happy birthday to Soulja Boy. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
The neighborhood.
Power 98. Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 F.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.